So I want to just take a minute and kind of divert out from all the information, just take a step back and take a deep breath and talk about being in oncology. And also, I know that we have a lot of experienced people out here in the audience, but I imagine we might have some people out here who are kind of new to the field. I'm thinking a little bit about what it's like to start out in oncology and walk in and see a patient in this kind of a situation. And Joyce, you know, the thing I just kind of want to throw out there is, how do you approach a situation like this, both in terms of, you know, supporting the patient, supporting the family, and taking care of yourself?
You know, I think it'd be interesting. This is something we don't really talk about very much. We don't share among ourselves our particular strategies for helping the woman and her family, most importantly, and also ourselves. My personal approach is one of optimism and keeping the patient upbeat about all the options and the fact that she can anticipate responses and durable responses, and there's lots of agents out there. And of course, that's why we do research. I mean, that's why I do clinical trials, is because, you know, you want to be part of the advances that are going to actually benefit your patients. It gives us more options and it gives us a lot of optimism. So I suspend all belief in terms of having any idea how long an individual will work for. As Vince DeVita said when he was head of the NCI years ago when I was there, the oncologist who does not think they will cure a patient never will. And so I basically keep an open mind and just keep giving the patient the very, very best we can and expecting good things. And then as the patient's disease becomes worse, I have found out that the woman's body informs the mind. As the body begins to fail, the mind understands that. And then we can begin to have conversations, you know, about beginning to balance out the different goals. I do think it's important to talk about goals up front with people, because different people will have very, very different goals. But in general, that's how I help the patient and myself as well.
What about this issue, Lita, of goals of therapy in patients with metastatic disease? What kind of information do you give them? Do you wait for cues about what they want to know? How did you deal with it with this lady?
Right. So as soon as a patient is diagnosed with metastatic disease, I do think it's important to really set goals so that we are, as the providers and also as the patients and their family, you're sort of walking down that same road. If they really think there's a high chance of curability and you do not, then you're thinking vastly differently. That's not going to work well long term. So we do set goals, and our goals are for long-term palliation, so giving them the best quality of life for as long as humanly possible. And most patients join you in that. I try to stay very, you know, hopefully optimistic, again, agree that there are so many different modalities of treatment and different options for patients these days that you can be optimistic with patients these days, and that's how I proceed on when a patient is newly diagnosed.
Any comments, Georgia?
I think as oncology nurses and physicians, we have to allow patients to take that time in terms of the shock and the disbelief of being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. You know, my physician colleague and I always tell patients, you know, we're your new best friends. We're here to support you. We're here to get you through this, and we're a team. And we work with social work support, so I always introduce our social worker to our patients, our new patients, so that they know that they have someone else outside of Dr. Burstein and I.